Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I'd like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how are you doing over there?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Didn't get to go to California with our daughter. They went to a big USSSA tournament down there, and she got to go with some of the other parents and coaches. We watched it streaming video.
Well, that's why you have other parents and coaches. I mean, how could you not be doing good? We got planes in the air and boats in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, coming across the Blue Bridge there, it was like taking my life into my own hands during this weekend.
Oh, the rubberneckers. And then yesterday morning.
Please, if you're on the Blue Bridge.
Just keep.
Look forward. Drive forward.
Go buy a ticket. Go into the park and watch.
But no, it is kind of. I mean, it's just one of those weekends where, you know, like when you travel and you tell someone you're from the Tri-Cities, all the time I will get somebody, you know, we used to go up there to my uncle's and stay and go to the boat races with them.
Yep.
But it is just even driving over here, a little bit electrifying. I mean, you see those planes doing the flybys and everybody down at the park. So
shaking the building. And then yesterday morning, that huge plume of milfoil that they had to rake out of the river.
Yes, there's been some crazy things
going
on.
That doesn't work well with props.
No, it does not. So everybody out there, enjoy the weekend. Stay safe. It is billed as basically the largest weekend in Tri-Cities as far as tourism and people coming in and through. And so I know a lot of people had a very huge last-ditch effort to even make this happen.
Yes.
And so the fact that it's going on, thank you to all the volunteers out there and all the businesses that stepped up to
help.
Normalcy
is nice.
It is really, really nice to see that going on. Well, one of the things we always like to do before we start off the show is we like to have our crazy national celebrity house story. And I just feel right now like I am in I know this is a real estate show, but I feel like we are in sports mecca right now.
Okay.
I mean, we just finished the Stanley Cup Finals. We've got planes in the air, boats in the water with the hydroplane races, and we've got the Olympics that started. I mean, opening ceremonies yesterday. So I was stretching here, but I found my Real Estate Connection article. And I did not get to do this, and I'm very disappointed about not being able to do this. So from Architectural Digest and Airbnb.com, this is super cool. So NBA legend Scottie Pippen opened up his longtime Chicago home in a partnership with Airbnb to offer 3 one-night stays at his house. He's Airbnb, his personal house. And, you know, Scottie Pippen, Olympian, he's doing it the nights of August 2nd, 4th, and 6th. And literally, it was a matter of logging on back on July 22nd. You could log on. $92 for the night.
Wow.
He did this kind of as a promotion. And you could go stay at his house, use the basketball court in his house.
Obviously.
Watch the Olympics outside on the outdoor pool and the outdoor TV. It's a 10,000 square foot pad with movie theater, wine cellar. And of course, I mentioned already the basketball. I will tell you that I was not able to successfully log on and get
$92. That's cheaper than
nights.
Some of the hotels we've gone on softball tournament.
I double checked yesterday. I didn't see an announcement of who got it, but I bet the servers at Airbnb crashed with the amount of people trying to make that reservation. So, and really cool. I mean, how cool of Scottie Pippen to do that. I mean, he was always, I mean, you know, we were talking this last week, even about the show, The Last Dance, where Pippen and Jordan, you know, they had a lot of airtime in that. And so Pippen was in there quite a bit, but super cool to see him do something on the real estate side like that with Airbnb and open that up. And that's just going to move us right into our theme for the show today with Airbnb and talking about rentals and what's out there. I always kind of like to do a what if show. People come to me all the time and they're asking me, Lance, they're like, is now a good time to buy rentals? And you know, should we be looking at rental properties right now? And as I was getting last week, we went and we released our quarterly magazine. So if you go to Facebook, KenmoreTeam.com, Facebook, we put out a quarterly magazine with the statistics, what's going on in the market. Our departments write articles about what's happening. And the property management team wrote a great article. And as I was reviewing that and proofing that, I was laughing because our office manager started out the article as if she was like on air. And I said, okay, I'm going to have to use this on the radio show. She's like, hello, investors. Is anybody out there? Is anybody listening? Because we are losing sleep at night with not enough rentals for the amount of applications that we're seeing. And so I was like, oh my gosh, Julie, thank you so much. You're writing the radio show for me. But it just kind of brought me to that perspective of a lot of people asking, is now a great time to be purchasing an investment property? Well, one of the ways I always like to give that example to people, and I do believe that real estate is still one of the best wealth creation vehicles that you can possibly use for yourself. And it's something that is available. Like a lot of people think, well, man, I have to be really wealthy to invest in real estate, or, you know, I have to save hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, there's some ways that we can kind of debunk that myth as not 100% true or the case. So one of the things I always like to do is go back into our market and say, you know, I have a lot of access to historical data, and it's a lot easier for me to look, you know, back at what that looks like than to look with the future numbers. My crystal ball is broken, so I can't tell you exactly, but I can go back and say the what if scenario. What if we had purchased two rentals back in 2012? And if you remember what was happening back in 2012, you know, 2008, 2009, we had the housing crisis. Yes. Tri-Cities really kind of unaffected through that time, because at the same time, we had the announcement back then that Tri-Cities, they were going to be building the vitrification plant.
Yes.
And so a lot of people in the rest of the country out of work, a lot of people moving to Tri-Cities, and the prices in Tri-Cities starting to go up. And sound like a familiar story at all? Is there a reason why I picked that time period? Because somebody that was tuning in right now might think that I'm talking about right now in Tri-Cities versus 2012. So a lot of great things happening, a lot of new things being built, a lot of new plants being built. And I'm talking in 2012, what was happening? So prices started to go up. So I went back and said, okay, we very often, and we talk about this in our property management articles, we call it the sweet spot of rentals. And that's that three-bedroom, two-bath house with a fenced yard that you can accept an animal, like you can have a dog there.
Yes.
That is our sweet spot rentals, where they rent quickly. Right now, we have 6 to 8 applications on the first or second day for properties like that.
Wow.
And they give a great return to our investors. So I went back and said, okay, it's really easy for me to look at what's called, in West Pasco, we call it a 1092. When Ajo built it, was the 1092, it's because it's 1,092 square feet, three bed, two bath, and there's hundreds of those to look at in West Pasco, for instance. So I went back and said, okay, Lance, let's run some numbers. From July 1 of 2012 to September of 2012, if I was an investor in the market, let's go back 9 years.
Okay.
And say somebody else is asking me the same question. Lance, should I buy rentals right now? Well, let's look at what would have happened in 2012. That rental, there was 8 comps that came up, and every single one of them sold for $139,500.
The exact same price.
Within $200 to $300. There were some really nice ones that were like $139,900, and there was one that was $137,000. But if we average it out, they're all about $139,000 mm-hmm. was the price. Now, let's say back then you put 10% down on that property. So you put $14,000
fast. I was going to have to get out my cell phone calculator.
And so let's say back in 2012, you're able to purchase one of those, and you get a $125,000 loan on the property.
Okay.
And I ran this, and I didn't even, I just did this very simply, because it's a radio show and it's hard to do this numbers in here. So I just did it really simply. Let's say you put that on a 15-year note. You weren't too interested about cash flow, but this was just your savings plan.
Okay.
And you said, gosh, Lance, if you can run this in your property management company and I can break even every month, meaning pay my mortgage, pay my taxes, have my reserves, then I'm good. So we put it on a 15-year note, and I just ran it at 5%, because back then rates were a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And if we averaged it out, maybe you refinanced at one point during that term. But let's just say we did a 15-year note, 5%. What does that look like? So I said, being very, very practical, on top of the $14,000 down, and since we're not cash flowing very much because we're putting this on an expedited payoff,
okay.
Something came up. The HVAC went out. The HVAC went out, and there were a few other repairs. So I'm also saying, on top of that, you had to inject $15,000 additional dollars.
Okay.
So I'm putting like $29,000 into cash outlay that you had into this property. So now fast forward 9 years later, it's 2021. You come to me and you say, Lance, you know what? I'm wanting to build a bigger house, or I'm wanting to pay off the mortgage in my primary house, or my kids are wanting to go to college. So I think it's time to sell. These have been great rentals. Thank you for managing those at your property management company. Everything's gone great. Let's go ahead and sell those. So I said, okay, we're going to sell that house right now. So I went in and I did the comparable market analysis over the last 4 months. That house that you purchased in 2012 for $139,000, I've got comps all day long that those are selling right now for $275,000.
Ooh.
So then, not bad, right? But I'm going to be ultra, ultra realistic with this situation, because I always like to paint a very realistic picture for people that it's, you know, we're not Carlton Sheets back in the old days selling videos on TV and making $1 million in real estate. However, I think you're going to see from this that's not too far from the case with this example. But 275, let's assume you it's $20,000 in taxes and fees. So you're netting 255 on that property. Now, you had a mortgage. Remember, we financed $125,000. So I pull out I put it into my amortization calculator, and it says at year 9, of that 125 you borrowed, you would still owe approximately 60,000. Right. So we're going to deduct the 60,000 out to pay off the mortgage from the 255. Then I'm going to give you back your 14,000 to be ultra-ly fair, because you put 14,000 down on the house. Okay. So we're going to give that back into your savings account, and I'm going to get back the 15,000 that you invested in the HVAC and the repairs. So after all of that's done, that money's put back into your accounts, you're going to net out free and clear $166,000.
Wow.
This is in 9 years, right? Okay, so now you plug that into what they call an ROI calculator, and that's return on investment. Okay, so the ROI, because you originally put that $29,000 into the property, the ROI on that is 472%.
Wow.
472%.
That's pretty good.
And then if we break that down into what they call an annualized ROI per year, that's 21.3%. And in the investment world, if you're making 21% on your money, generally that's considered very, very good.
Yes.
And then, and we're talking savings wise. Now, here's what I'm saying, and I'm counseling people in these situations. Let's not do this once. Let's do it twice.
Mm.
Let's double down. Maybe you do this once, but then maybe when you outgrow your primary home, you keep it as a rental and we put it into the portfolio. You buy your next primary home and keep that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we would have done that twice, within 9 years, we would have created savings of $332,000 after fees.
And you could buy a jet with one of those.
Yeah, I just heard the jet go by, which is awesome in the background.
Yes.
It's hard for me to concentrate, but when it's not that hard when we're talking about over $250,000 in savings.
That is huge.
In 9 years. And if you look back and say, okay, what would that be per year? How much time am I spending in this? What am I doing? That would be like giving yourself a $37,000 a year raise that you would be putting in savings. Now, I'm not talking about any of the tax benefits that go along with this. We'd have to have a CPA to come in and talk about that. I am clearly just looking at these very basic top level numbers. And so that is really, really realistic for 9 years. Now, I've done these projections before on 20-year programs. You know, if you're having kids, a lot of times I suggest people buy a rental for each kid that you're going to have. And then when they go to college, you might be in a position where you've saved, you put money into a 529 or done that. But if you weren't, then we could sell these rentals and have a very, very amazing college savings program.
Wow.
So it's just one of those things where people ask me, you know, what's really possible? And I mean, we're not going crazy here. We're not buying fourplexes. We're not buying multi-units. We're just a regular person that kept their first house, moved to their primary, and they did that twice. And here we are, fast forward 9 years later, and that's not a big span of time.
No.
You could sell those rentals. Let's say your primary then had a mortgage on it. You could sell your rentals within 9 years, use that equity to pay off your primary. All of a sudden, within a 9 to 10 year period, you're living in a $400,000-$500,000 house mortgage-free.
Wow.
And so, anyway, with just the opportunity to purchase two rentals, those are very, very real Tri-Cities numbers with what has happened. When we come back from the break, though, that's not the whole story.
No.
Because you're going to say, well, geez, Lance, it sounds easy. Yeah, buy two rentals. What factors are going to go into that? We're going to look at like the top five factors you should be looking at when you're determining whether you should be investing. And I've also got a great pick three with new inventory in the Tri-Cities market.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. I've been competing for airspace with, I think, an F-35 outside. Yep. McKay, when we were on break, McKay said, gosh, Lance, that thing sounds super cool. And I was like, well, it ought to sound cool for $80 million a piece. And hanging around pilots, I know, like... cost per flight hour is usually a thing they pay close attention to.
And yep.
I think someone said that F-35 runs between 26,000 to 30,000 an hour to fly.
Wow.
So if you wonder why it's only up for about 15 minutes at a time, there's your budget number. But it is super fun to have the planes in the air for sure. Well, those planes are flying over Tri-Cities Real Estate.
Friday, today, Saturday, and tomorrow.
Absolutely an awesome time to be in Tri-Cities. We know a lot of people get exposure to our area during this weekend with what is happening. So we were talking before the break. We kind of laid out a plan about how buying 2 to 3 rentals within a 10 to 15 year time period can be a way for you to have a forced savings that could end up giving you a nest egg of, you know, $350,000 to $500,000, depending upon what you purchased. And one of the things that we like to counsel people on and talk to people about is what are the factors with those rentals? Because it's really sexy to look at that and say, gosh, Lance, yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's do it. Sign me up. But what are some of the things we need to be thinking about with these rentals? And so we're talking to our landlords and our investors all the time. And the big ones that we start off with when we're looking at a property, and I even mentioned this with what I called some emergency repairs and some reserves, is being very realistic about the home inspection for the property that you are buying.
Yes.
And that is when it's notated, a lot of times an inspector will put a notation that says, HVAC system nearing the end of its life, water heater at the end of its life.
Yeah.
And those are items that your tenants are not going to be able to be without. And so if that is a property that you are going to purchase and you are going to become a landlord of, you need to have reserves and start budgeting for those big ticket items. And so that's one of the things that we go through that home inspection. We talk to our investors about, here are the upfront costs that you're going to be looking at. And then here's what you're going to need to be budgeting for the long term, because that can really affect your profitability. I mean, if it's one thing if it's an HVAC system, but what if there's electrical upgrades that go along with it? What if it's retrofitting a heating and air system into a property that doesn't have one?
Yeah.
And then the bigger question is, what's that going to do to your rental rates? If I put X in, and why am I going to get back? The second factor that's easy to forget in the Tri-Cities market right now is that a vacancy factor. And we encourage everybody, even in this market, to consider a vacancy factor when we're looking at cash flow budgeting. So, I mean, let's look and say, let's say if there was $200 a month left,
mm-hmm.
and you were, just to make the math easy, you can barely rent anything for this right now in this market, but let's say your rental rate was $1,000 per month. Well, if your property was vacant for 1 month, and right now, like I said,
that's
right now,
not happening.
It's hard to think about that. Yeah. Right now, we're filling stuff in an average of like 8 to 10 days, even with turnover and fixing up. But if it was vacant for 1 month, that would eat up 5 months of your cash flow. So right now we're using a factor of roughly 90% for clients that we're counseling right now, but I've seen properties be at 80% over the last, 9 years was what we gave the calculation for the income. I've seen it be at 80%, and then I've also seen properties stay at 100% for over 5 years. So it just depends property to property, but you need to factor that in so that you're getting a realistic cash flow.
And things like HVAC and water heater, those are things you can't just ignore.
Those are things that you, I mean, it's one thing if we're talking about paint or switching from linoleum to LVP. You know, maybe those things can wait until we do a turnover and put a new tenant in and we can put those things in. But when that HVAC goes down or your heat source goes down, those are things that are going to have to be changed and fixed, you know, relatively quickly, if not immediately.
Or you're not selling the house.
And you're definitely, and you're going to get in trouble with your tenants, and then they're not going to want to stay long term. So those are some issues that we're looking at. The third thing that I wrote down for this, because it's real nice to give that fancy calculation and say, yeah, Lance, in 10 years, I'm going to have $330,000. But it's another thing when we look at how much time is this going to take? So you need to put a valuation on your time. You're going to have to spend some time getting educated on landlord and tenant issues. You're going to need to stay up on the current laws. I mean, up until a year and a half ago, people kind of were on autopilot with renters and tenants and those types of things. Then you have something like COVID hit and you've got eviction moratoriums. You've got new rules. You've got rules changing every 60 days, sometimes every 30 days. And so now what does that time look like in your lifestyle, and how much time are you spending on it? So the other factor that we consider with that is professional property management. We have a property management brokerage that does that for clients. But like any of these calculations we've been talking about, there's a cost involved.
Yes.
And so is that going to eat into our cash flow? How much is that? What does it look like? We give these presentations all the time. And we're also dealing with a lot of investors that as we've come through the last 18 to 20 months, they don't want to deal with that anymore. And so we're going in and we're providing professional property management in those situations. But those are the top three factors that we're looking at. Being realistic about the home inspection and the condition of the home, your vacancy factor, and then the time involved. It's still an amazing, amazing business model and really, really difficult, especially if someone is having trouble with what I like to call forced savings. Are you saving that extra $10,000, $15,000, $25,000 every year that you're going to need for your kids' college, that you're going to need for retirement? If not, let's get together and talk about investment real estate. As always, inventory, inventory, inventory. Oh my gosh, where are all the houses? We've done shows and talked about it, but my team has been busy and they have put on some amazing new inventory. So I've got three picks today in three different price range. I'm going to start with our higher price point here. 25612 South Dog Road in Kennewick. Listen to this place. Country property on 5 irrigated acres. Oh my gosh. 4,536 square feet house. 4 bedroom, 3 bath, plus an ADU. The main house, and for those listening, ADU, accessory dwelling unit.
Okay, so a mother-in-law
house. Yeah, okay, I can't say it. McKay, we just did the fair housing show 2 weeks ago. You need to say accessory dwelling unit. Thank you.
Okay.
we've got a private master suite in the main house, a spacious kitchen, lots of cabinet and counter space, granite counters, corner pantry and stainless steel appliances. Then you've got an attached 41 by 35 shop and then the separate 3-bed, 2-bath ADU. Awesome.
Wow.
Super ideal setup for multi-generational living. Bring your animals, bring your toys, bring your RVs to park. And that's coming in at $640,000. Awesome property for all the square footage that you're getting. Pick number two, I'm going to take you to Pasco, 6701 Aintree Drive in Pasco. This is an immaculate 4-bedroom, 3-bath with a den, Rambler with a super modern style. Oversized great room, entertainer's dream with a large living area, half bath off of it for guests, vaulted ceilings, easy to maintain LVP flooring throughout, gourmet kitchen with an oversized island, all the stainless steel appliances, big dining area, split bedroom design, and just a gorgeous property. And that's coming in at $475,000. So beautiful property for that price point. And then pick number three, 414 West 20th in Kennewick. You've got an open RV parking that comes along with this 5-bedroom, 3-bath Rambler with a basement in South Kennewick. 2,311 square feet. You've got that gorgeous original hardwood flooring throughout. Awesome kitchen. Master bedroom has a private half bath. You're getting roomy secondary bedrooms. Down in the basement, you've got an awesome family room, 20 by 12 laundry room. And then a 3/4 bathroom, fully fenced backyard, hot tub, and extra parking, new roof, new exterior paint, all vinyl windows, $295,000. Wow. Everyone is looking for this property in this price point. 5-bedroom, 3-bath, $295,000 in Kennewick, 414 West 20th. So, folks, that's a wrap.
That's a lot.
Let's get out of here. We had an amazing day, but let's get out of here. Enjoy the planes. Enjoy the boats. Huge Tri-Cities weekend. It's just a great place to live and a great place to invest. If you have any questions about making $350,000 to an extra $500,000 in savings over a 10 to 15 year period, call us. Let's talk about that beginning investor's plan. Put you in touch with property management. Put you in touch with an agent to help you find those properties. KenmoreTeam.com. And as always, we will be right back here next weekend.
Right here on News Talk 870.